Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I've been through hell and I felt the pain. I've seen the whole world go through a whole lot of change. I've seen a mama watch a baby die, just for getting high. And 20 minutes later, go get high. I've seen killers get justified, and all the while, scratching my head, wonder how's it right. I've seen some real good people die in the crossfire. Some men afraid of losing their pride, and it's a pain in the furbs, a pain in the streets, and it's a war in the church, war in the east. And listen, half of us thirst, well, half of us feast. Instead of chasing this Hollywood pain, I sang so many cry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez. I'm the preacher with a passion for two wheels and a whole lot of faith. Today, we're going to be diving into a poignant and solemn topic as we remember the events of 9/11. But we're doing it with a focus on resilience, faith, and the unbreakable spirits of the human soul. Let me take you back. See, I was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps when that dreadful morning occurred. We had just broken morning formation, and my fellow Marines were getting dressed and changed into the coveralls to start the work day. I found myself at the layette shop. There we heard the radio broadcast reporting the first plane hitting the towers. The world stood still as we listened, and our attitude shifted from shock to a resolute determination. See, in times of tragedy, we often witness the remarkable resilience, faith, and the unbreakable spirit of individuals. Let me share a few true stories of heroism and hope that from that fateful day. The story of Rick Rescorla. Rick Rescorla, a retired U.S. Army officer and security chief at Morgan Stanley, played a crucial role in evacuating nearly 2,700 employees from the South Tower before it collapsed. His leadership and unwavering commitment saved countless lives. And then we have Father Mikhail Judge, a Catholic priest, chaplain to the FDNY. Rushed to the World Trade Center to offer spiritual support. His devotion to his faith and the bravery he displayed that day are inspiring examples of the human spirit. See, turning to the scripture in John 15:13, it states, "Greater love has no man than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends." In the face of adversity, one thing became clear. United we stand, divided we fall. The solidarity of our countrymen on 9/11 was awe-inspiring. But as we fast forward to today, we cannot help but notice the divisions that have emerged in our society. Yet here we are, 22 years later, still remembering the events of that fateful day. For those with close personal ties to the loss, the journey has been one of immeasurable strength and resilience. Resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity, is a trait that defines not only the survivors of 9/11, but also our nation as a whole in the wake of destruction. We did not crumble. We rebuilt. We did not despair. We found hope. We did not turn on each other. We united and became one. In the stories of first responders rushing into danger, families coming together in grief, and communities supporting one another, we find the essence of resilience. It's the unwavering belief, that even in the darkest of times, we can rise, we can rebuild, and we can emerge even stronger than ever. And so, as we remember the events of 9/11, let us honor the resilience, faith, and unbreakable spirit of those who face that day with courage. Let us strive for unity in a divided world, and let us carry the torch of resilience, lighting the way for generations to come. Don't forget to like and subscribe and ring that notification bell to stay updated on our episodes. Your support is crucial in spreading our message of faith and fortitude. Thank you to all those that have already done so. From the deepest portions of my heart, my gratitude, and I appreciate you. Until next time, this is the Reverend Joseph C. Gomez signing off. I'll see you later. Just but remember, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.
Lost my potteries, and ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say. Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting out, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask them lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter to my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shadow Quinn, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
I've seen so many cry, I've seen so many die over nothing at all. Giving their life up for something so small, I say.
Man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. You never know when you're gonna go, you understand? R.I.P. to all my homies, man. I love y'all, I miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homie.
It's got to be hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.
They don't see it though.
Yes, it will.
They don't see it though.
But I always bear.